This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Agitin Erev Yom Tov, Tes Tishrei, Tavshin Pei Aleph. Baruch Hashem should bring everyone Besurais Toivais, Yeshuais, Nachamais, Refuais, and get rid of this Choyli once and for all. Okay, so we're learning Daf Yotes. And if you remember, Rav Oishia on Yud Ches Amud Beis learned the Mishnah that Rav Shimon was Cholak after Rishayna, even though in the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Beis, where if he had two brothers, one of them dies, and then the second brother does Yibum, and then Levi's born. So when Levi's born, he finds that Shprinsa's already married. Shprinsa Ruvain's Almana is already married to Shimon. Nevertheless, according to Rav Shimon, she is Mutares because he found her Beheter. And Rav Oishia was of the opinion that even if Levi was born before Shimon did Yibam, but since he was born after she was Zakuk to Shimon, so Zika is Kechnusa, and Rav Oishia is of the opinion that Cholakaya, Rav Shimon after Rishayna, even on the Mishnah on Yitzayin Amad Aleph, where Meisechad Mehem V'Noilad Lohem Ach, mean not only Yibem V'Achar Kach Noilad, but even Noilad V'Achar Kach Yibem, then Rav Shimon says that it's not Eisha Sachar Shalei Bai Lamai, and Rav Papa disagreed. Rav Papa said that Rav Shimon is only Chalak B'Achroina, only if it's Yibem V'Achar Kach Noilad, but if it's Noilad V'Achar Kach Yibem, we don't say Zika is Kechnusa. So now we're up to Yotessa Med Aleph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Tanya Kvase de Rav Papa V'Tiyof de Rav Oishia. We learned in a braisa in accordance with Rav Papa, and a refutation on Rav Oishia. Shnei Achim, two brothers. You have two brothers. Okay, we're on. Two brothers. Ba'olam Echad, one world. Umeis Achim, and one of them dies. B'loi Vlad. Va'omar Hasheni Azel Lassus Maimer B'Yivimta, and the second guy got up to do Maimer. V'loi Hispik Lassus B'Maimer. He didn't have a chance to do Maimer. Alet Shenolad Layach, until a brother was born. So he didn't have a chance to do Maimer until a brother was born. So basically, this is a case where Shimon wanted to do Maimer, and he didn't have a chance to until Levi was born. Umeis. And then Shimon died. So when Levi was born, this woman was Zakuk to Shimon, and then Levi came around. Harishayna yoytze mishumeis of Eishas Hachashoy Bay Lamai. The first wife goes out because of Eishas Achshav Bay Lamai, Vishnia, and the second one, Oichalesa, so Misya Bemes, because the second wife is Eishas Shimon. And although Shimon wanted to do Yibam to her, and actually Shimon wanted to do Maimar, he didn't have a chance to. What about the fact that she was Zakuk to Shimon? And shouldn't that make it Eisha Zakuk Shaloi HaBalomai? No. Zika's not doing anything. Asaba Maimer. Let's say Shimon did Maimer. V'achar kach noled ach, and then a brother was born. Oisha noled loyach, or let's say a brother was born. V'achar kach asaba Maimer. Umeis. The first wife is Eisha Sachashalaya Bay Lamai. Ushniya, and the second one, Chaylatzes, Veloy Mesya Bemes. Does Chalitza and does not do Yibam. The second one does Chalitza and does not do Yibam. Why do you do Chalitza? Because it's a quasi Eisha Sachashalaya Bay Lamai. In other words, why do you do Chalitza? Because she's Zakuk to you. This is Eishes Shimon is Zakuk to you. Why don't you do Yibam? Because she's quasi Eishes Achar Shalei Bay Lamai. Okay, Reb Shimon Oimer, now this is where it gets fun. Reb Shimon says, Biyasa Chalitza Shalachas Mehem Poiteras Sarasa. The Biyo or Chalitza of one of them Pater Zatzara. Now, the Gemara is going to explain that this is talking about a case where he did Maimar and then the brother was born. Because at first the brother was born and then Maimar happened, so then it's not going to have an effect. Now, when Shimon does Bia or Chalitza to one of them, and when we say it Pater Zatzara, the Brayis immediately explains, Chalatz Labalas Maimar. If you do chalitza to the woman that you did maimer to, loin if the tzara, it doesn't pater the tzara. The reason why it doesn't pater the tzara is, we're about to learn, the Reb Shimon is mesupik, and we had this before, whether maimer consummates or maybe it does nothing. Not like the Tanakama that it does quasi, either all or nothing. So therefore, if it doesn't do anything, then if you do chalitza to the woman you did maimer to, it's not going to have any effect on the... You do chalitza to the woman you did maimer to, it's not. Then it might not have effect on the tzara, because maimer might not do anything. If maimer does something, then if you do chalitza to the balas maimer, then it would pater the tzara. So, now look at Rashi, the second Rashi. Chalatz the balas maimer leniftar tzara kolaymar, hadu ka'imna, that which we established, biyasai chalitza so shalachasahim. The bior or chalitz of one of them, paitera sarasa, pater zutzara, kagoin sheyehe choyleitz oymeyavim lishniyah. It's talking about where you did chalitza or yibum to the second wife, meaning to Eishas Shimon. So if you do chalitza or yibum to Eishas Shimon, barishayna b'tor mimanavshach, then the first one is mimanavshach pater. If maimer's koine, so then this is a case of yibim, ulav soif noilad. And you're allowed to do Yibum to either one of them. So when you do Yibum to the Eishas Shimon, it paters Eishas Ruvain. And Vafil Rishonim Mutas Rab Shimon. Uva Chalitza de Idach. If you do Chalitza to her, Miftara, she's pater. Da Maimer Knusa. Maimer is like a full-fledged Knusa. Vahavalumi Ba'yis Echad. So if Maimer is Koine and you do Yibum Chalitza to Eishas Shimon, it's going to pater Eishas Ruvain. If, certainly if Maimer is Koine, if Maimer is not Koine, so then you could do Yibum to the second one. Because the first one is Eishas Osho by Lamai, and it's Eishas Achav Bi'oi Lamai, right? Doing Yibum to the Shnia is Eishas Achav Bi'oi Lamai. Because the Shnia was around when Levi was born. In other words, Levi was born, and this woman was Eisha Shemain. And she's not Tzaras Erva. And the first one is not even Chayv in Yibam, because it's Eisha Chashav Bai Lomai. But if you do Chalitza to the one you did Maimer to, which is the Rishayna, the Tzara is not going to be Potter, because maybe Maimer is not Koina. And Mamela, the first one, is Potter because of Eisha Chashav Bai Lomai. And her chalitza is nothing, and it won't be effective for the second one. In other words, when the Braisa says you could do bior chalitza to one and impater zetzara, to one means to one specific one, namely to Eisha Shimon. Because if you do yibum or chalitza to Eisha Shimon, Eisha's Ruvain is pater mimanavshach. If Maimer is koine, it's koine completely, and they're both Eisha Shimon, and doing yibum to one, namely the non-balas Maimer, the Eisha Shimon, paters zetzara. But if you do yibum or chalitza to the first one, then it's not going to work, because maybe Maimer is not koine, and Eishas Ruvain is not even zakok, and she's not even a tzara to Eishas Shemain, and whatever you did to her is not effective on Eishas Shemain. Okay. Kansa umes. If Shimon married Eishas Ruvain, and then he died, and then a brother was born, this would be Eishas Achshav Bai Lomai. Or if, let's say, Levi was born, and then Shimon married. In other words, let's say Levi was born, while this Eishas Ruvain was Zakuk to Shimon, and then Shimon married her. They're both Patur Chalitza and Yibam. Because these are both classic cases of Eishas Achashav Lo Bai Lamai, because it's basically Meis v'achar kach noilad, or noilad ach v'achar kach konsa. But both of these cases, he was born and she was be'isser. Because when Levi was born in the first case, he was not in the world at the same time that she fell. Or, if he's born in the second case, also, he was when he was born, he was not in the same world at the time that the brother was alive. But in the final case, in the fourth case, Kansa, if Shimon married her, v'noel layach, and Levi was born, v'achar kach meis, shteyen p'turos min chalitza min yibam. They're both pater from chalitza and yibam. Because according to this divrei Rameir, there's the opinion of Rameir, because Rameir is of the opinion that Eisha Sachar Shalei Bailamai is even if you were born, and when you were born, this woman was married to your brother, but since beforehand she was married to a brother that you were not contemporaneous with, Rameir is of the opinion that they're both pater from Chalitza and Yibam. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says, Hail Uba Umatza Beheter, since he came and he found her, Beheter, V'loy Amda Alav Sha'achas B'Isser, and he was not, did not stand for 1 hour, B'Isser Me'yabim Le'ezimahim Shayir, so he could do Yibam to anyone that he wants. So basically, this is the case of Yibim V'Yachar Kach Noilad. So this is where everybody agrees. Reb Shimon argues. The question is, Reb Papa says that he doesn't argue Barishayna, and Reb Oishir says he does. Says the Gemara, Hababa de Seif Laman Katanila. This fourth case, who did the Tana the Braisa teach it for? Ilema the Reb Meir. If it's for Reb Meir, that even in this case it's Eishes Achav Shalai Baylamai Michti. Let's see. That means Reb Meir basically holds that it's always Eishes Achav Shalai Baylamai. Lo Yishani Leil Reb Meir Ben Yibim V'Yachar Kach Noilad Ben Noilad V'Yachar Kach Yibim. There's no difference whether you did Yibim and then Levi was born, like in the last case, or whether Levi was born and then Shimon did Yibim. And they're all Eishes Achav Shalai Baylamai La'arvinu V'lasninu. Then why didn't the Tana just say all the cases? All these cases should be grouped together. And in all these cases, shteyem asuros. Why did the Tana break them down? What was why did the Tana break it up? Elamaya broke it up for Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon only argues ba'achroina, and he doesn't argue barishoina. Elalav Reb Shimon. Must be it's Reb Shimon. Ubi Yibim v'yachar kach noilad palag. And Reb Shimon argues by Yibim and then the baby was born. V'noilach ha'yim loy palag. He doesn't argue by noilach v'yachar kach Yibim. Shema mina. So we see Reb Shimon only argues by Yibim v'yachar kach noilad, not by noilach v'yachar kach Yibim. Okay, so that's a raya. Rev Papa is right and Reb Oishir is wrong. Amar Mar, the master said, Amar Hasheni, Lasos Maimer Bivimtai. If the second guy got up to do Maimer in his Yivama, V'lehispik Lasos Maimer Bivimtai, and he did not have a chance to do Maimer in his Yivama, Ad Shenolad Loyach, until a brother was born, Umeis, and the brother died. Right? This is basically case one. Right? Shnei achim ba'olam echad. Umeis echad mehem b'loiv lad. Va'amar ha'sheni hazeh lasin v'adav lois lasin v'amayi b'ad ad shenol la'ach. Umeis. Harishayno yoytze mishamei zavzal ba'olamai. V'shnei achad lasin oimis yabam. Here the case. There are two brothers, one of them dies, and the second guy, he tried to do Maimer to the Yivama, and he didn't have a chance until another brother was born. So what exactly is this business over here? My omad umay lo hisak. What does it mean? He got up to do Maimer, and he didn't have a chance to. Says Gemara, Yavad Avid, if he did Maimer, he did. V'yiloy Avid, Eloy Avad. He didn't. It's like, hey, did you do what I asked you? I wanted to, but I didn't get a chance. Now, I didn't ask you if you wanted to. I just wanted to know if you did it or not. Right? You ever happened to you? Did you do X? Oh, I really wanted to, but you wouldn't believe it. Lightning hit a pole and that flit, it bounced. I don't want excuses. Yes or no? Did you do it or not? So what's the mission telling me? He wanted to do Maimer. He didn't get a chance to do Maimer. I mean, we don't really care what he wanted to do. So the Gemara says, Ella, Amad Midaita. What he wanted to do means he wanted to do Maimer with her consent and he didn't have a chance, so he forced it on her. V'lo hispik midaita ela bal karcha. But he didn't have a chance to do it midaita, but it was against her will. Udaloi karebi. Meaning, he ended up forcing her with Maimer. He didn't get a chance to do Maimer, but he forced the Kedushin down her throat. Basically, he handed her Kesef. If you do Maimer against Yavama, against her will, Rebbe Oimer Kana, Rebbe says you're Koine, V'chacham Oimer Loi Kana, Chacham say you're not Koine. My time of the Rebbe, Gomar Mi Bia, the Yavama. Rebbe says we're going to learn out Maimer of Yavama from the Bia of Yavama. Ma Bia the Yavama Balkarcha, just like the Bia of Yavama is against her will, Av Kedushin the Yavama Balkarcha. So too, the Kedushin of Yavama is against her will. Rebbe says, we're dealing with the Yavama, so when you want to consummate, you could do it against her will, so when you give Kedushin, it's against her will. V'rabonon, Gamri mi Kedushin da Amma. The rabbis say, why learn out Kedushin from Bia? Learn out from Kedushin. Ma kedushin da amma midaita, just like kedushin regularly is with her consent, av kedushin da yavama midaita, so to kedushin of yavama is with her consent. B'may komiflagi, what's the machlokes? Mar savar mili di yavama, mili di yavama havali melef. One opinion holds that we learn out all matters of yibam, one from each other. Umar savar mili di kedushin havali melef. And one opinion holds we learn out matters of kedushin from another. Okay. Weiter. Everyone doing good? I know everyone's excited. Tomorrow night is the happiest day of the year. That's why Rabbeinu Yoina says there's a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur, because it's such a happy day, we should really make a suda. Making a suda on Yom Kippur wouldn't really work out, so we have to make a suda Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, but this is part of the suda. Torah also makes you happy. Says the Gemara, Asa, we're studying the next case now. Asa ba Maimer. If you did Maimer, v'acha kach noelad loyach, and then a brother was born. Oysha noelad loyach, v'acha kach asa ba Maimer. Umeis, arishoina. So in case one, you did Maimer, and then a brother was born. In case two, the brother was born, and then you did Maimer, umeis, arishoina, yotzim, shemeis, on shal bay lamay. The first wife is Eishas Oshav Elama, Ushniya Chalatsa Slaim Sia Bemes, Rab Shimon Oimer. No. The Asoi Chalitzasa Shal Achas Mehen Poiteras Sairasa. The Bir, the Chalitza of one of them, Paters at Sara. Says the Gemara, Rab Shimon Ahai Koi. What's Rab Shimon going on? Is Rab Shimon going on, the brother was born and then you did Maimar? Anoilad Loyach, Biacha Kachasa Ba Maimar. And we're saying, in that case, you could do Bior Chalitza to either one of them, but it's Noilad Ula V'Soif Yibeim. So it's Noilad Ula V'Soif Yibeim. You can't do Yibam to the Eishes Ruvain. Right, what's the case? If you're going to say that Reb Shimon says you can do Yibam to anyone, even the case of Noilad Loyach, and then Asa Ba Maimer, that's Noilad Ula V'Soif Yibam. You can't do Bia to Eishes Ruvain. We said the Noilad Ula V'Soif Yibam, Loy Palig Reb Shimon. Ela Asa Ba Maimer V'Acha Kach Noilad Loyach. So what does this mean? if it's going on noilad loy ach v'achar kach asabai maimer Levi was born and then you did maimer to Eishes Ruvain, we say that Reb Shimon is not polig by noilad of Savivim. Look at Rashi. Inim anoy loy ach koyde maimer b'hol leimer Reb Shimon bias hashniya kshera. Would Reb Shimon say the bia, the second one, is kosher? But daikis misefa to be noilad of Savivim loy polig. And maybe if Maimer is Koine, in other words, so you'll say, well, maybe you only do Yibum to Eishes Shimon. No, but if Maimer is Koine, so it's a Tsaras Erva. And how could you say it patters the Tsara? You know, the Tsara is not even Chayven Yibum. In other words, if the case is Noilad Ve'achar Kachosaba Maimer, okay, now obviously, when you're not doing bia to the balas maimer, you're doing bia to Eishes Shimon. But the problem is if bia is koine, then this is tzara serva. So it must be going in the case of asaba maimer, and then the noilad loyach. And you could do yibum to Eishes Shimon mimanav shach. Whether Maimer is Koina or whether Maimer is not Koina. If Maimer is Koina, so it's Yibem of a Saif Noilad, and you could even do Yibem to the Eishes Achav Shabbai Lamai. And if it's not a Kinyan Gomer, the second one is Mutter because it's not a Tsaras Erva. Now you can't do Yibem to the Balas Maimer because maybe Maimer is not Koina and it's Eishes Achav Shabbai Lamai. Chalatz, now the Brisa continued, if you do chalitza to the balas maimer, the tzara is not pater. My time, huh? Mishum dahava tzara vadai. The tzara is definitely chayiv in some kind of removal of the zika. Ubalas maimer safik, and the balas maimer is a safik, whether she's chayiv in yibum or chalitza. They ain't safik, moitzmi de vadai. And a safik doing chalitza to a woman who's safik zakuk cannot pater a vadai. Yosef Rav Menashe Bar Zvid Kamei de Rav Huna. Rav Menashe Bar Zvid was sitting before Rav Huna. V'yosef v'ka'amar, and he was sitting and saying, my taima de Rav Shimon. What is the reason of Rav Shimon? Says Gemara, what do you mean, my taima de Rav Shimon? K'da'amar, taima. What do you mean, what's the reason of Rav Shimon? Why Rav Shimon says, yibim v'achar kach noilad, you're allowed to do yibum. He said the reason, because when Levi was born, he found this woman was married to his brother, and she fell beheter. And she never stood for a moment. Why do the rabbis say, in that case, it's not Eishes Achav Shabbai Lamai? Isn't Levi born, and he finds Eishes Shimon beheter? I mean, this is Eishes Shimon, and they're contemporaneous. And then Shimon dies, so it should be regular Yibam. Why would the Rabbanon say this is not Eishes Achav Shalei Bai Lamai? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'lakcha loy li'isha v'yibma, and she will take, and he will take her for a wife, and he will do Yibam. Again, V'lakcha loy li'isha v'yibma, and he will take her as a wife and do Yibam to her. From here we see that if Shimon takes Eishes Ruvain, Adai Nivumim Harishon Maleha, she still has the Yibum of Ruvain on her. So even though when Levi was born, she was Eishes Shimon, but the fact that she was Eishes Ruvain from before he was born remains on her, and she always is stamped with Eishes Achav Shaloi Haya Ba'ilamai. Look at the bottom, Rashi. Even though Shimon married her, Adayin Kroy Yivama, she's still called a Yivama. Mavravoisai, thank you everyone for coming tonight. If anybody wants to stay on to hear maybe 5-minute thing on Erev Yom Kippur, alumnus on Erev Yom Kippur, I don't have an Ian Shir on this. If anybody actually wants to hear it, or if anybody wants to be nice to me and stay on, Or you could just leave. Those are the three options. You're invited to do any of the above. And agut yar, gemar chasima toiva.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.